Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, nervous bride. I only met him one time. Dear Stephen Shirley, how should I tell my father that I'm getting married to the man of my dreams who I've only met once? About 8 months ago, I started a long-distance relationship with the man of my dreams. I'm 29 years old and live here in the States. My dream guy is 30 and lives in the Dominican Republic. We connected through my cousin, who also lives in the Dominican Republic. February of this year, I went to the Dominican Republic to get a tummy tuck. And while I was in the hospital, I finally got to meet my dream guy. After my surgery, he was by my side throughout the entire recovery process. I stayed in the Dominican Republic for about 3 weeks, and during that time, sparks flew, and I knew he could be the one. After I returned to the States, we continued to talk day and night and have now made plans to get married next month in the Dominican Republic. We decided to get married so quickly because we can't stand to be apart, and he cannot legally live here in the States unless we are married. My father knows that I'm interested in someone, but he has no clue that we've made plans to elope within the coming weeks. So, Steve, how do I tell my father I'm getting married to the man of my dreams who he's never met and I've only seen once? Sincerely, Nervous Bride. Well, you've got us all nervous with this one. I just got to tell you. You can't do this. You don't know this man. Who is this guy? I mean, you've only met him once. I think this is a very desperate move on your part. I mean, what is this frantic rush to get to the altar? This man needs you. He can't even legally live here without you. So I say wait. I say stop. I say get to know him. Meet his family. Please let him meet your family, your dad especially. Do this, start this marriage the right way, okay? Don't just go in hiding and in secrecy and all of this just because you can't stand to be apart. You have the rest of your life to be with this dream guy of yours. So get to know him. Take your time, lady. Please take your time. And your father's going to be very disappointed when he finds out. Please let the man meet him first. Steve?
Yeah, well, okay. I got a whole nother approach to this one right
here. Okay.
First of all, Shirley told you the truth. Don't do it. You don't know this man. My question is, though, why you go all the way to the Dominican Republic to get a tummy tuck? What was wrong with your stomach that we couldn't fix it over here?
I knew that.
How much stomach did you have? Well, they wouldn't do it over here in New York somewhere, and you had to fly your stomach all the way to the Dominican Republic. Was it a sale on tummy tucks? Is it a doctor over there that know your sister that's doing it for cheaper? Where do he tuck your stomach at that we couldn't have got it tucked over here? That's why I'm stuck at with this whole letter. I can't go through this letter unless I find out why you went to the Dominican with your stomach. How much, and I'm finna look it up on the internet, so when we come back, I'm gonna have some facts. How much is tummy tucks in the Dominican Republic? I heard you can get it done over there for $150.
Uh-huh.
And think that's why you went over there, saving money for $150 tummy tuck.
Mm.
Go on and pay the $2,000 over here. I heard over there when they tuck your tummy, they just move it around until you're back. I don't care. I think you're a fool for marrying a man you just met one time. That's stupid. Right. Don't tell your daddy this, because he gonna tell you that's stupid. Because you don't know this man. Should you do this? No. Should you be nervous like Shirley said? Hell, we all nervous. But let's get back to this tummy tuck, though.
You can't
Why
get past it.
You, I can't move past why you went to the Dominican Republic. I'm pretty sure they do it in Jersey somewhere. I know they do it in New York, and L.A. is the land of it.
The capital.
What is wrong with your stomach? You got to go out the country to let somebody look at it. And quit trying to save money. Pay the regular price for a tummy tuck. I got they do it for $150 over there. But guess what, though?
What?
Now, what I heard, though, I don't know, but this is what I heard. They don't actually remove no fat. Some women have them push the fat up to get bigger breasts.
Okay.
Some people have them push the fat down to get mm-hmm. bigger butts. And then the most popular thing is once they put you to sleep, they just pull your tummy around to your back. And you'll wake up and your stomach will be flat, but you'll be wondering why you... Why I feel like I'm on a pillow. Why is my back arched like that? It ain't arched. That's your new back. Because that's what you get when you're trying to save money. Now, I heard there was one woman who had small calves, and she had it pushed all the way down and made two calves. So now when she put her heels on, she's something else. But her calves is uneven now. That's why when you're going over there to save money on a tummy tuck, just know this right here. And I'm telling you, after your tummy tuck, how did you meet anybody? That's how I know they ain't cutting nobody over there. They pushing fat. Because after you've been over there 3 weeks, who you done met and went dating with? After getting yourself cut open, that's how I know they ain't cutting you open.
Okay, all right. Just common sense. Just common sense. Just
it's
about
just
it.
Common sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One woman went to sleep and they pushed her fat down and they didn't push it around back. It just stayed in the front.
So what did she have?
Now all her pants just puffy.
What?
He's so stupid.
Yeah.
He says it.
Just all her pants just puffy now. You don't know what's going on. You just walking around looking like you got a water balloon on in your pants.
Yeah, I mean, surely she went over there because, yeah, to save money, like you said earlier, Steve.
Cheaper healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but cheaper healthcare, but how much the hotel and the airfare? Don't just add back up to getting it done here at the house.
Yeah, but then she fell in love with the guy because he stayed with her for 3 weeks while she was recovering.
And they got to get married because that's the only way he can come to the state. You a ticket.
Right. He needs you.
Now that.
You a ticket.
Yes.
Don't tell this to your daddy. Don't marry this man. Mm-hmm. And Lord have mercy, bring your ignorant behind home and quit talking to this man. And can you take a picture and send it to us so we can see where they put the fat at?
Where they pushed it.
I can promise you, for $150, you're just getting the fat pushed somewhere.
All right.
One woman who was in a violent relationship, she had hers pushed up to her neck.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.